Welcome back, boys and girls, and all the beautiful football fans out there. This is match week 6, and there's a lot of ranting going on. I am quite very disappointed and happy, and also surprised. And it's a mixed feeling, guys. A mixed feeling. Oh, uncle, your ranting is about to come, so I give you all the heads up out there, all the listeners out there. I warn you right now. If you have a weak heart, please don't. But still listen, Listen. So, guys, give it to Uncle. Uncle, what's the first match that you're going to talk about?
Alright, guys. Okay. This match week is a roller coaster, guys. Okay. All the top teams except for Manchester City either bottled it or they lost it, okay? Or even in some cases they drew ridiculously. But we'll get to that soon. Okay, the first match we're going to be talking about is the early kickoff match. The Blues against the Citizens. A 1-0 win for the Citizens. Is this a rematch for the UCL finals, Chinna?
No. This is not. This is literally a Premier League normal game week game. That we're talking about UCL final. Okay. This is a normal game. But
I feel there's a light regret, Chinna. I feel there's a light regret out there.
I say regret, but I'm not really worried about the loss.
Because they have faced 4 out of 6 games is big teams, right, Chinna?
Yeah,
you're telling me that,
yeah. All the
so I assume after this is going to be pretty easy fixtures, so they will be able to make up for the points they lost.
Yeah.
But with that said and done, let's just move on in detail about the match. How did Pep outclass Tuchel this time?
No. He didn't outclass Tuchel. Tuchel
made a big mistake by playing 3-5-2. He usually played 3-4-3 in all his matches. From a game week 1, he used 3-4-3. I don't know why he used 3-5-2. We can see, there's no connection between midfield and the attack,
Yeah, Werner, that's true.
Lukaku was isolated so many times, with Ruben Reyes and Laporte. They couldn't do anything. Also, Chelsea struggled to string 3 passes together, in Manchester City's half.
You guys so, really should you miss Mount.
It's either Mount or Howard. So Mount, he had a knock, so he couldn't join the team. But Howard, maybe he should have brought Howard to the first half. Maybe he could have done something.
Yeah.
Because in the second half, he brought Howard and he created some issues for Man City,
Pretty much the game was... nobody expected the goal to come. We know that the goal was coming, but in that fashion, my God, that was just... When the goal went in, I was just there staring in shock. Like, how on earth did the ball go in? It was a good goal. You got to,
Mendy also had a good match. Mendy made several saves.
Thiago Silva saved them from a humiliating defeat. So overall, a 1-0 win against a 1-0 loss for the Blues is all right, I feel, because they will be able to make up for the points, You guys have easy fixtures after this, right? Not including Champions League.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't say easy. A game that we cannot afford to lose.
Don't be humble. Don't be humble. We all know
you guys
that you
have
guys
already faced the big teams. Yeah. So after this, any matches that the Blues lose will be solely your fault. You guys will be outsmarted or what? With that, anyways, congratulations to all the Manchester City fans out there. Yet to find one, but
they got fans.
Another one more thing, guys. I met few Manchester City fans saying that Ruben Dias actually pocketed Lukaku. Well, I have to be very frank, but Ruben Dias didn't actually pocket Lukaku.
Lukaku didn't even got the ball at the first place,
Once Werner played good, guys.
I felt pity for him.
He had a good game, but it was just that it was upsetting that they were isolated up top there, and they didn't get any balls. They didn't receive any balls. They couldn't play the passes. But it is what it is. You're facing against the champions.
Champions of England. So we have
So, you know, with that, let's move on to the next match. The neighbors, Manchester United, suffering a 1-0 loss to Aston Villa. Bruno misses a penalty. Is it Martinez's psycho game that worked, guys?
No. I think Bruno Fernandes did that intentionally.
Yeah, I think he purposely missed the penalty so that Ole can get the sack.
Ole can go in the bus right out of Old Trafford, so I can say that. But Martinez did a good job as usual, and I would say Aston Villa did.
Yeah, his celebration was epic, guys.
Oh, yeah, he did some sarcastic dance moves, you know. After
and the Villa fans, after the match, they were doing Cristiano Ronaldo's famous iconic scene.
Yeah.
Outside.
I didn't know about that.
It was epic. You know, they were making fun. And yeah, I'm quite surprised that United lost. So what do you guys think about the game?
Okay, the game, the lineup, I saw the lineup and then I was like, okay, they're gonna win them game. But then, I think I didn't watch the game. I think, Padre, you watched the game, right?
Yeah, I watched the game. I was changing between Chelsea and Man U match, and I was watching Man U match more because both sides was actually playing quite good. But Maguire did like a few big mistakes, you know. Varane also could not cope with Maguire, and they did quite a lot of mistakes. At one point, Maguire will pass, do a back pass to De Gea, and De Gea, he was being pressured, and he will pass, and then he will go to wings, if not mistaken, number 11, the Arsenal number 11. So he will shoot, and De Gea will make an amazing save. So I would say that it was, it's like, how to say, it's like there's no proper leader in the defense. I didn't mean the team, but I mean the defense, you know, like for Liverpool, we have Van Dijk to command the defense. For Chelsea, they have Rudiger and also if Thiago Silva is there, Thiago Silva will be there. So yeah. I would say that Man U, they don't have a commander in defense. Varane is good, but he's not the commanding type. Ramos is a commanding type. So I would say that they need more like commanding type of defender in that team. But
he's
I would say
really used to commanding, you know, because Ramos was there.
Yeah, because
he's the best defender in the world.
Yeah.
I mean, there are a lot of people saying that, you know, in the game, Luke Shaw and Maguire was subbed off due to injury, so that kind of costed them the game. But in my point of view, like, guys, okay, the defense comes in place only when the attack in the midfield loses the ball. And you've got, like, okay, I'm being completely honest, they've got the best attacking best attacking players, you know, in midfield position and in the striking position in the Premier League. Just for use, guys, Cristiano Ronaldo, Greenwood, Sancho, Bruno Fernandes, these all big names, all top guns, and yet they can't find a win. So
yeah, they have the best team on the paper, but the manager, he don't know what he's gonna do, you know, after the
match. That is why your question got answered, Chinna. So Bruno Fernandes kicked the penalty top in the last rosy. So is this the end of Ole? We don't
Maybe.
Know.
Well, the fans are saying that, you know, he hit the ball so hard it went to Mars. They're calling him Bruno Mars now.
Bruno Mars.
So, yeah, with that game done, we'll move on to our second last match of the day. Brentford against Liverpool, a 3-3 draw. So,
Let me warn the listeners. You guys are going to hear Uncle ranting, so weak heart, please listen nicely. Okay, Uncle, you may
start. Actually, we're going to discuss about the game first before I go on with the rant. You know, you guys will know when I start the ranting. So, Chinna, as a let's say a neutral fan, you what are your thoughts on the game?
Okay, so neutral fan, before the game, I wanted Liverpool to lose. I'm being honest, yeah. I'm being honest here because I don't want them to get the 3 points, you know, because if they get the 3 points, they top the table with 16 points. It would be very hard to catch them.
While the match was going on, Chinna was telling, you know, I want Liverpool to win. Liverpool will win, Liverpool will win. Now you see, he's telling, I want personally, honest, I want this.
He's going in his heart, you know, regardless of, you know, whoever you're watching with. Once you're a blue, you're a blue. Once you're a red, you're a red, you know. You always want your team to win. And if your team wins, then good, but if your team loses, then obviously this year you have to hope that the opposition loses too. So yeah, that's what he did. You know, it's instinct, lines. Let's just say.
Okay. Beginning, Brentford scored first, right?
Yes.
One. Yeah. Nil. They made it 1-0, and then Jota scored the first goal for Liverpool.
Amazing. Yeah.
And then I thought Liverpool gonna win the match because they started dominating the match, you know, like they scored the third goal, and then I was like, oh, okay, Liverpool got the win today, Chelsea is screwed. And then, Brentford, suddenly they're on their god mode. They're on their god mode, scored three goals, and then it's prepped, 1 point for both teams. I was actually entertained by the match.
Yeah, entertain a lot. I can see that, Chinna. Thank you very much.
Who won't be entertained, ma? Who won't be entertained, ma? Okay, Padre, you can start the count, la. I'm going to start.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, uncle. Right, uncle.
Well, actually, the game was... I know this is going to be a difficult game, you know, guys. I know that this game is going to be difficult because, you know, Brentford is not the type of team that, you know, just sits back and soaks up pressure, you know, unlike the other bottom teams, you know, no offense to those who use that tactic. But yeah, Brentford will, when they get the chances, they will be pushing, we know. And even Klopp has said, well, the way Brentford, you know, takes their set piece, it's unique, it's different. We saw how they took the set piece. The first goal we conceded was through a set piece that we didn't expect, right, guys? We thought that he was going to give a long ball in, but no, he didn't. He passed it to a guy right in front of him, and we conceded. You know, and it was weird to see them play, but their major advantage, I'll call it advantage, is the speed that they can transition from a defense to an all-out attack. You know. They used the 3-5-2 formation like Chelsea, but they showed how deadly it can be if used right. No offense to all the Chelsea fans out there, lah. But y'all didn't have the players to transition the attack, lah. Whereas Brentford had everyone. You know, Tony, Pinnock, Ayer, and most importantly, their goalkeeper. That guy was so annoying. I was swearing at him in every language I know. That was what, English, Tamil, Malay, Cantonese, Chinese, Hokkien. I was literally cursing in all these languages at them. You know, it was so annoying. And okay lah, you know, credits to Brentford for scoring. But let's go into Liverpool lah, guys. Let's get into what shambolic crap that we did. You know, a lot of people are saying, guys, a lot of people saying that, you know, Salah could have scored the sitter. You know, that he had an open chance. But my question is one, the problem is not scoring the goal. You have scored three goals and you're not capable of winning the game. So, the question mark, why is that, falls on the defense and the midfield, okay? Jones tried, okay? No, I felt that subbing Jones off
was stupid.
But then when I saw, I thought it was going to be Milner so he can come in, drop back and support Arnold, because ever since the Milan game, okay, actually before the Milan game, so Arnold was getting exposed already. And when those who watch the Milan game know that he got completely exposed, and ever since then he's not been the same. You know, everybody who has played against Liverpool's main attacking comes from the left wing.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody is attacking left wing. And Milner tried, you know, against Crystal Palace and he did successfully stop. But the thing is, Milner didn't play and it was Arnold. And you guys know how offensive Arnold thinks. He just leaves his position and goes up so high, waiting, you know, trying to give the cross and all. And for some reason, like guys, for some reason, today, Robertson didn't turn up, Van Dijk didn't, and Matip, my God, he didn't turn up. But, okay, even though Van Dijk didn't turn up, he did make some crucial saves, like the last minute save and all, or else it's going to be a 7-2 case, like. Okay, it was, but the defense was shambolic. I don't think Alisson managed to get a single save, okay, I'm being completely honest, which was completely ridiculous because he's been having a good form, you know, throughout the entire season, right, guys? This past season, you know, he's a fantastic, you know, saving record and all. He saved against Porto, but I'm sorry, I'm talking about Milan. So, yeah, this was absolutely terrible play, lah. And all the goals were scored through rebound, you know. That was actually, that is what annoyed me. It annoyed the crap out of me because I was like, why are the Liverpool players not clearing? When we considered the second goal, Matip was in the box, Arnold was in the box, but Van Dijk was at the outer part of the box, the D box. I was like, you are a defender, what are you not doing in that clearing? You know that they are having problems, defensive problems, but Van Dijk decided to stay up there for I don't know what reason. Okay, fine. But you could see, you know, Klopp could have seen that Arnold was being pressured so much, he could have easily swapped Matip for Van Dijk, like what they did against Lukaku in the first half during the Chelsea game. Van Dijk covered Lukaku and then he seemed to be having trouble, so Matip took over and Matip did a great job. They could have done it here, but they didn't. So that annoyed me, like, seriously. The defense was completely shambolic, you know, the passing was out and all. Okay, our offense, you can't say much there because everybody got in the score sheet. Mane, Salah and Jota, whoever needed to score, scored. Jones. And Jones, when Jones scored the third goal, guys, I was screaming my head off. I completely lost it.
He scored.
I was like, is that a midfielder, guys? A midfielder who can score like that, okay? Apart from Henderson, I saw Gerrard. One moment, I was actually screaming. I was like, oh my God, okay. We gave away two goals. Okay, we scored the third. We can win it. But then I look at the time. It was 69 minutes and I was like, shit. Okay, it's 69 minutes. We basically have got to defend for the next 20 odd minutes and that's going to be difficult against a team like Brentford. My God, guys, look at their attack, guys. China, you saw their attack, right?
They were deadly, you know, when they were there, they were so deadly.
You asked China, girl, I was quiet, I kept my mouth shut the entire time.
When he scored the third goal, right, I just looked at my father and then my father was like, this game is gone, I think. And then I looked at the time, we don't have enough time. And then I saw Klopp making the change. I was like, Firmino was in there, but then I was like, I don't need an attacker. This goal would not have been considered if you just brought in bloody Milner. Just bring in Milner and he'll bring the stability. You know, guys, Milner is not afraid of a tackle, you know, not afraid of getting a red card, a yellow card, not afraid of stopping, bodying the opposition. Because at one point, we were literally being manhandled throughout the game. So that was like a very, very irritating and annoying thing, like, in my point of view. Yeah. But it is what it is. Like, kudos for
Brentford. They did a good job.
They scored the first goal, then they conceded, and then they were losing one by one goal, and they came up, and they losing one goal, and they came up. You know, they didn't
back
out. They just kept on going forward. You know, fantastic team they have there. But we will win when they come to Anfield. That's all I can say, now, guys.
As a Liverpool fan, I'm frustrated, but as a football fan, I'm entertained. So I have no complaints, and I'm happy. I'm happiest. We didn't lose the point. So we get one. Still top of the table for now.
For now. We have MC next week. We will see that in the next podcast. So our final match is the Gunners.
Not London Derby.
The Spurs.
Yeah, that was a surprise for me.
Yeah. Guys, about who?
About what?
About Black Clan. I saw the
TV is back and wow, what a game it was, guys. What a game that was. 33 minutes, they were 3-0 up. They shocked
the
entire stadium, you know. Emirates was just shell-shocked. How their team, because they know that they haven't had a win in like a long time.
No. They never had a win like this in a long time.
My apologies, partner. But what a win it was. Tottenham was shell-shocked. Tottenham was so... I feel, guys, you know, when I was reading these Twitter comments, I just saw like a couple of them saying that Tottenham was confused because they couldn't understand Nuno's tactics. So they were kind of confused, you know, their positioning. Even if you see the third goal where Saka will just dribble past everyone, Harry Kane is there defending. Isn't he supposed to be the one up top, guys?
But what we have seen when they played under Jose Mourinho. He utilized Harry Kane very good, you know, Jose Mourinho. Yes. He exploded under Jose Mourinho. He scored like what? 20 plus goals, 10 plus.
He won the Golden Boot.
Yeah, he won the Playmaker of the Season. And then now we can see that not a single goal. It's already game week 6. And we can see the decline of Harry Kane under Nuno. If he's not gonna move to other club by the in the January transfer window, then it's sorry for Harry Kane.
Yeah.
It's a waste lah, career lah. No, gone lah, his career.
My God, guys, it was so disappointing. But it was an entertaining match, guys. You know, Arsenal started the game with pure aggressiveness, speed, passing. And, you know, everybody just seemed to click for once. You know, it was good to see, you know, the Gunners play proper football, lah, guys.
All
you know?
Because of Odegaard, if you ask me.
Yeah, and also Smith Rowe. I think Smith Rowe had a good game.
Smith Rowe, Saka, Aubameyang, everybody was just good. And their individual performance was fantastic, you know, off the charts. And when they played together as a team, they just...
And so Ramsdale made a very good save, you know, uncle. You saw, right?
Yeah, the last minute, oh my God, he was just another level, guys. You know, and as I said, everybody turned up for the game for once. Everybody turned up.
It's a derby, man. It's a derby. Except if it's against Chelsea, la.
Oh, that's a funny one.
It's painted red. So congratulations, la. Fantastic win for all the Arsenal fans out there. Let's hope that you guys can continue this win streak, la. So with that, before we conclude, guys, I want to say one last thing, la. Okay? I mean, this is not just for Liverpool game and all, but actually the perfect example is the Liverpool game, la. It's that, there is a legend who once said, you know, goals and attack doesn't win you titles, defense does. And this is the exact example. We had 3 goals and yet we couldn't win because of our defense. So defense is what wins us titles.
Yeah.
So with that, you guys agree with me?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Especially Chelsea.
That's how we won the Champions League, you know.
Exactly.
So yeah. With that, I think we'll call it a day, like, guys. We'll meet you all in the next match week.
Next match week.
And Uncle signing out. Ciao.
Bye. Andre signing off.